It is a great humanitarian challenge, and my country will do its utmost to receive those who need our assistance and our welcome.
Ambassador, many feel as though this crisis was triggered by the Islamic State's activities in Syria and Iraq. Why not deal with the Islamic State and eliminate this issue?
I think this crisis, this refugee crisis, goes beyond the most recent developments of the Islamic State. The Islamic State and its spreading in the region has compounded the insecurity. But it's more than that. It's a Middle East that is, well, you could say, is falling apart in some regions, and it's North Africa, where instability has increased so much. So we are seeing now, not only from those two regions, Middle East and North Africa, but also from the Balkans and from Afghanistan, a stream of refugees and migrants that will come, want to come to Europe, and in particular, want to come to my country.
Some of the people that want to seek a new home in Germany may have to go back. How will you is there a system in place to determine who will stay and how many can you take?
We're going to take in about 800,000 this year alone. That's 1% of our population. That's very generous. We took in more than 120,000 from Syria alone until a couple of weeks ago. So we have a very liberal asylum law, and we grant asylum to those who are persecuted politically, and we give a refugee status to those who are fleeing a war or a civil war. And those people will be welcomed in our country, and they will have a new future. But then there are others, for legitimate reasons, that just come to us to seek a better economic future. And I'm saying that we cannot take them all. That would overwhelm us. So some of them who will not get asylum for political reasons might have to return to their countries where they come from.